Yesterday morning at about 4 a.m. we saw another fatality on the Pacific Highway at Worrell Creek, just south of Maxville, which brings the death toll now to 74 in the past 11 years, 837 injured. Two have passed away since the state election, and we saw another car accident at Corindi on the Pacific Highway last night. And to talk us about what we're actually going to do about this is the newly appointed Minister for Roads in New South Wales, Duncan Gay. Minister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Well, firstly, I guess congratulations on the new job, but not the best way to start, is it?
No, it isn't. It's a great job with challenges that I'm looking forward to, but in the first 2 days to have yet another tragedy, and as in many of these occasions, local people and local families that are affected, it's just tragic for them and for the communities. And as you quite rightly said in the introduction, it's a large number and a large price that we're paying in that particular section through there.
One of my biggest concerns, Minister, is that we've seen in the national press and the metropolitan press again today, Coalition is now promising to fast-track the upgrade of the Pacific Highway. Isn't this the same promise you made before the election?
Well, yes, it is, in part. The promise before the election was to do what we could to get it to happen quickly and joining with the federal government to have it completed by 2016. What Andrew Stoner said overnight, and I think it's appropriate, is to see if we can get some of the money that's in the forward projections to be brought forward to do this more urgently in this particular area where it is what the paper quite dramatically called a death zone, and when you listen to the figures that you read out, to get that to happen quicker.
Yeah. The thing is, 2016 is still a long way away. What can we do in the short term to try and alliviate some of the problem? I mean, I know the ultimate answer is to upgrade the entire highway to dual carriageway, and everybody says that that's the answer, and everybody says that that's what they're going to do. But surely there's got to be some short-term measure we can put in place to try and save a few lives in that five-year period while we're still waiting for this thing to happen.
Yeah, there sure is, and there needs to be. I've had a conversation with Andrew Stoner this morning. I'm meeting with the department this afternoon, and hopefully in the next 2 days I'm going to be in a position to be able to address some of the issues, particularly with safety, on the road between now and the upgrade.
With regards to the upgrade, one of the criticisms that the local member here, Andrew Fraser, has had of the previous government is that it's been done in a piecemeal manner, in that we'll do one section and then move all of the equipment at great expense 300 kilometres down the road and start a new section rather than just continue on in one continuous line so that we get the job done quickly and efficiently. How is the new government going to put this in place so that it actually does happen and does happen on time?
Well, that's one of the things that we hope to do as the new government. Well, more than hope to do, we want to do is to make sure that we have a proper process that actually works rather than the one that quite rightly has been criticised in the past. Now, Andrew Fraser is a sensible bloke who cares about his community and has watched something happening that he thinks is silly. And frankly, I think he's got a pretty valid point.
Where does the RTA come into this? We saw a situation under the previous government where there was a very obvious disconnect between the minister and the ministerial staff and the RTA senior management. How do we make that connection work more efficiently?
Well, that's a job that I've got to do. I have to make sure that I have a good working relationship with them, but it's one of trust, and it's a firm one. I think that will happen, but that's something I've got to demonstrate and do. And the best way of doing it is to have continuity of a minister. The problem that we had in the past It was a revolving door of ministers through the RTA. No one was in the seat long enough to actually know what they were doing. As a former shadow minister, 4 years, a shadow minister for roads, I have a better understanding going in than many of the ministers over the last 6 years within the government. And hopefully I can bring that sort of common sense to it. I think you've got to also acknowledge that whilst we had that terrible tragedy yesterday, the work that was done by the RTA, the police and fire services in that tragic situation in getting the highway open sooner than it has been in the past was an indication that they're working better together and getting things to happen. And it's never easy to do those things, and sometimes I certainly believe they deserve a pat on the back for actually getting the thing to happen better.
Well, absolutely, especially after the F3 debacle that we saw a year or so ago. It is good to see that kind of cooperation. And look, and I don't think anybody ever takes it away from the emergency services personnel. We'll be speaking to Mike Gallagher shortly, and hopefully he can give us some idea on better communication now that he's in charge of all emergency services. Let's hope that creates some efficiencies. With regards to the upgrade of the Pacific Highway, one of the biggest concerns that people have is funding, and that Barry O'Farrell is going to turn around and say, well, now that we've got this $4.5 billion black hole, there's a lot of things we can't do that we thought we can do. Can we get a commitment that if need be, the government will borrow the money to get this done?
We've made a commitment that our election promises stay in place. All those roads funding promises will stay in place. The commitment is there from the federal government, from the Prime Minister, which we certainly support and applaud, that the highway is going to be completed by 2016. And frankly, we don't need politics between the two of us. We want to be positive and work with the federal government where we both need to do things to make this happen so we can remove this black snake, the area that's the single lane, as soon as possible.
Well, nobody wants to see the kind of front pages we saw on the Telegraph this morning. So if anything, seeing those kind of headlines spark some action, I think it's a good thing. Minister, if I can just divert your mind away from the Pacific Highway to another local roads issue we have here. I spent the day on Monday in Dorrigo. As you're probably aware, Tony Abbott, the federal opposition leader, was riding his bike up the mountain.
Yep, the polypedal.
Yep. The state of the Waterfall Way is terrible, and something seriously needs to be done about the main thoroughfare between the coast and the New England region. But one of the concerns that the business owners in Dorrigo have is that information coming out of the RTA is discouraging people from travelling up the mountain, and it's affecting their businesses. What can we do about that?
Well, the first thing, Andrew Fraser has indicated to me that I need to come and visit him and have a look at this and other issues, and that was one of the things that he mentioned to me. When I get there, I'll have a look at it, and if there is information that's unhelpful, let's fix it.
All right, well, I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join us in the studio when you do come up here to have a look at it so that we can get the information firsthand as to what you think, what you've seen, and what you think we can do about it.
That would be terrific.
Minister, we thank you for your time this afternoon.
Pleasure. Bye.
That was Duncan Gay, the new Roads Minister. Hopefully, we do get something finally done about the Pacific Highway and the Waterfall Way too, because these are, like I said, the Waterfall Way is the main thoroughfare between the coast and the New England region. The Pacific Highway, even more so, is the main thoroughfare between Sydney and Brisbane, and 74 people are dead because successive governments have failed to do anything about it. Hopefully this one will be the hope for the side.